good morning, each and every one of you. I am so happy that you have the opportunity to be with us this morning on the call, because we are thankful this day that the Lord gave us. You know, we don't have to be here this morning, so I just want you to put a smile on your face. I don't know what you're going through. I just want you to be thankful as we go to the Father in prayer. Father God, we are smiling this morning that we are just so thankful that you have seen us to be here this day. Father, that you have kept us over the night, that we are breathing, that we are seeing, that we are hearing, that we are touching. Father, we are thankful to have full use of our extremities. We are thankful that we are just here to praise on you this morning, Father, as we get the word that's going to come forth from your messenger. Father, we ask you that you give this messenger faithfulness in their heart so they can pour it out to us, Father, that we can chew on that word. Father, we are thankful for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that have just come forth with this word, Father. We are thankful for Artist International, a health and wellness company, that we are able to help others, Father. We are just thankful to just be in the midst of you. Father God, we don't take any of this lightly, and we just ask you to continue to keep thankfulness in our heart as we move through this day. Just so that you know, evil one, there is no place on this line for you, so you might as well just sit down and have a seat in the telecommunication sanctuary and get thankful yourself. We just cover this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. And I am just going to turn the call over to our host. Good morning, TMC family. I love you. My name is Bonita. Have a great day.
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Loud and clear, Minister Sean. Take it away, sis.
Amen. Praise God for you. It is a thankful day indeed, and we are rejoicing in the Lord for creating a day such as this. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And just like Minister Benita said, we are excited what God is doing in our life, and we do not take any of his blessings lightly, because we know he did not have to do it for any reason, but he loves us so much that he chose to wake us up this morning and chose to give us a use of our right mind and our limbs. So if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the first time you're on the Master's Call, we invite you to come back again and again and again and bring a friend, bring a family member, a co-worker, somebody. Let them know what God is doing, and not only in your life but in other people's lives. And if you are just learning about the Master's Call, here's a little bit about it. We do invite you to go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. When you go there, you are going to see an array of messages from the beginning of this call. This call started October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God that said yes. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, which you will hear us call time to time our mother eagle, because she pushes us out the nest and she challenges us to do our best. And then Dr. P.K. Roberts, which is Artist International's ambassador, and these two women said yes to God when he said to create the Master's Morning Call, or known to us, the Master's Call. And again, the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And as you will see, after Pastor Everett get off the line, you indeed will be enhanced and empowered to go on with your day. And through prayer and meditation, we encourage you to do, you will be enriched. And then God gave them a scripture reference for them to stand on. And that scripture could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we encourage you to start your day off in prayer, as Minister Bonita has kindly done and so powerfully have done, and we touch and agree with the prayer in the name of Jesus. And then we also end this call off in prayer. where we feel our prayer requests. And then we also encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings flow down. And speaking of prayer, we are being steadfast and immovable with the Daniel fast. This is day 24 for all of you pushing towards February 13th. And while you're at it, when you're on our website, you will see prayer directives for the Order's corporate fast. And the reason why we have prayer directives, because if we are not meditating in the Lord's word, if we are not praying in his word, if we're not staying still to see what God has to say to us, we are just on a diet. So we are encouraging you to go to the website so you can read the prayer directives and shout out some names that need to be blessed, including yourself. And with the Daniel's fast, that's no meat, no sweets, just fruits, vegetables, grains, and do not forget your water. Now, you may have heard the name Artist International mentioned a few times on the line. You may have heard someone say something about a platinum president and an MMC call. You may say, well, what does that have to do with the master's call? This is a prayer call. Well, I am glad that you ask. Artist International brought us together. It is a thread that ties us together. It is a sold out to the Lord Christian-based company. And when we say Christian-based, we're not saying that for a lack of better words. From the founders to the distributors are sold out to the Lord, so much so that this company is blessed, and everywhere it goes blesses other people. So if you want to know about the ministry of artists, of health and wellness, or helping people who are less fortunate to eat, especially our children that are in need of food, go back to the person that told you about this call and ask them, can you please tell me about Artists International? I want to be part of this movement. And speaking of which, after this call is the MMC call, and that call is hosted by a bunch of beautiful platinum presidents that's going to give you information and also motivate you to do your best and to break you out of bad habits. So I invite you to dial 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. I have so many more announcements that I want to share with you, but I want to get out the way because I want to hear the word from the Lord this morning. I know you do too. So Pastor Everett Thomas has been baptized. He is a born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the word for over 35 years, and he was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and he is a past evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. Pastor Everett currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Incourse, Michigan, and he's also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and this ministry provides the need for people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and has assisted the elderly. He is truly the lover of the Lord, and he truly cares and loves the least of thee, and he has a powerful message each and every time he is on the line. So I could go on with the accolades, but God's going to speak through them so you can see for yourself. So without further ado, I am going to bring to you none other than Pastor Everett. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you help? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share on this morning. Thank you for the warm introduction. Truly, God is good. This is a great day, even though it's nice and cold in the big city of Detroit. I think we're going to get up to about 3 degrees this morning, but thank God for being here just the same. Amen. There are some things, and this is our subject this morning, there are some things we need to learn to forget and not to forget. Things we need to learn to forget and things we ought to not forget. Amen. I'm reminding of course, beginning of the year, many of us refer back to Philippians, and we always think on these things when we come to the third chapter. It says in verse 13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we look at the scripture, Paul is writing to the church of Philippi, and he's admonishing them that there are some things that you have to forget. And I just want to know some things that we all forget. And many people ask this question, if I forgive, is it possible to forget? Well, if you truly forgive, yes, we need to learn to forget what people have done to us, how we have been hurt by some things that have been done to us or said unto us. You know, it's too short of a life to hold grudges and to, amen, keep things within us that people have done wrong unto us. Yes, we need to learn to forgive them and forget. Move on, amen, because life is too short. Move on because we do ourselves more damage when we hold on to things that hurt us and things that have been said unto us that cause us harm or mistreating us. Let it go and let God handle it. Let it go and just move on, because you cannot run a race always, amen, holding grudges. You cannot run a race looking back at something, amen, that does not push you forward, something that does not help you to move to the next level that God is trying to move you forward to. So, yes, we need to forget some things and realize that they're not going to help us. And many times they even forgot what they have said, what they have done, but we're still holding on to something that we need to forget, something that we need to let go and let God handle it. We got a race to run. We got things to do. We got things to, amen, look forward to in this life journey. Amen. So let God handle those things. Let God handle those people, amen, that do not, amen, help us reach our goals. So we have to understand that we have to forget those things which are behind and press forward, because we have, amen, something to look forward to in the future. Well, yes, there's some things not, amen, to forget. Don't forget to say thank you sometimes. We have to remember, amen, just going back to elementary, going back to, amen, sometimes when we learned in the past that as a child, say thank you, amen, say thank you. We ought not to forget to say thank you. Amen, amen. And don't forget to say, Lord, I appreciate what you've already done. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do in my life, in my business, God, because you are just that way. You are a God that loves, a God that cares, a God that wants the best out of us. So, God, I'm not going to forget to say thank you. I wake up in the morning, Lord, I thank you. Go out through the day. Lord, I thank you. Even at night, Lord, I thank you for the day, the things that I have accomplished throughout this day. Lord, I thank you. And don't forget, commercials say, don't leave home without it. Amen, amen, amen. Don't leave home. Well, I think they're talking about a charge card. I think they're talking about American Express. But don't leave home without a heart or an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Don't leave home. Amen. And don't forget now. Don't forget you have to leave home. Amen. Do not leave home without a smile. Amen. Don't forget to smile. Don't forget to let the joy of the Lord shine bright. Amen. Because you are his representative. This is a master call, I believe it is. So we need to thank God that we have a master, amen, that looks over us. Amen. To look out for us. Amen. That keeps us in the hollow of his hand. God is, amen, our Father. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a program years ago that says Father knows best. Amen. So he is our Heavenly Father. Amen. He knows what's best. So don't forget to say, Lord, I appreciate the Word of God also tells us to pray without ceasing. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to have a prayer life all throughout the day. Pray. Amen. Believe God that he's going to work things out for you, not only for you, but for others. Don't forget to intercede for others. There are some folk that are not as fortunate as we are. So don't forget, amen, to lift them up in prayer. Don't forget to, amen, take time out, amen, even for yourself. Take time out to just relax. Don't forget to know, amen, that you are human. Don't get so busy that you don't spend amen, some quiet time with the Lord. Because if we fail to, amen, get up and get out and don't spend that quality time with the Lord, a lot of things may happen, amen, that would not have happened if we had spent some time before we left the house. So don't, amen, don't forget, amen, to acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and have some prayer time, some quiet time before we move out in our busy schedule. That's why we had a master call. That's why we spend time, amen, ministering to you, amen, before you get your day moving forward. And last but not least, some of you remember the, how passionate I am about the Artist Cares program. Don't forget about the least of these. Amen. I'm reminding you of Matthew chapter 25. And starting in verse 31, it says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry." In other words, I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, and thirsted, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, and or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto thee, Verily I say unto you, in as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." So don't forget to care for those that are in need. Don't forget Artist Cares. Let me just, amen, share a little bit about Artist Cares. So some of you may not be aware of it, but we are blessed with this opportunity to help people with their health issues and also with the hunger issues of our children. Amen. Artist International mission is to create a direct and positive impact in the lives of malnourished children. With this in mind, we have created a legacy of compassion in launching Artist Cares. You can help make a difference and send food to those in need. Don't forget the children. Artist Cares meals packages are available for any artist distributor to purchase. Company then ships the packages to areas around the world where child hunger is rampant. The package contains 50 servings of a product in powder form with vital nutrients so that when mixed with water, children in unfavorable situations can consume it. These meals are designed so that children who are in deep starvation can still assimilate it. Through our distributor's generous donation, artists proudly announces that we were able to send over 123,750 meals to assist in the Haiti earthquake relief effort. Artist International has changed the lives of so many of our distributors. By doing so, we have overcome many languages and culture barriers and expanded business opportunities to several countries. Now we are using our success and the power of our rapidly growing distributor force to help feed the hungry children around the world through the Artist Cares program. Yes, this is an opportunity that artists, have you ever heard of a networking company that takes time out, amen, to feed the hungry? So don't forget Artist Cares, amen. We want to press forward, amen, to a next level in our company. We want to try to press our way to Atlanta this weekend, but don't forget the children. As we press forward, don't forget the children. Yes, there's things to forget. Yes, there are. There's some things to forget. Our hurts, our pains sometimes, the things that we have been through, the doors that were closed in our face. Forget those things. Just move on. Don't labor, amen, in those things that have not pushed us forward but tried to drag us back. Amen. Forget those things. There's much, amen, ahead, amen, of our life to not hold on to. But don't, in your forgetting, don't forget the children. Amen. Jesus loved the children so much, he just suffered the little children. Amen. To come unto me. Forbid them not. Amen. For such is the kingdom of God. So don't forget the children. God loves the little children. Red, yellow, black, and white. Amen. They are precious in his sight. So don't forget the little children. Amen. And looking at Artist Cares, amen, the company is so awesome. Amen. Just like we get points when we get a case of Lviv, we receive points. Amen. The same amount of points, I believe, for helping and feeding the hungry children. Isn't that awesome? I believe we get 100 points, if I'm not mistaken, for feeding the hungry children. It's only $5 more than a case of Lviv. Awesome, 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 awesome. So let's review here. Don't forget to say thank you. Don't forget your prayer life. Don't forget to spend some quality time with the Lord before you leave your home. Don't forget the children. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God for this company. Amen. It's helping so many people with health issues, helping so many people with wealth issues, and helping so many people, amen, feed the hungry children. Amen. They're partnering with the Salvation Army, amen, to find places where the need is the most. Amen. So don't forget Artist Cares. Don't forget the children. Amen. Even though we are fasting, amen, amen, because we choose to, but they are hungry, amen, because they don't choose to be hungry. Amen. So as we think about, amen, moving forward, amen, to different levels in our company, as we move forward to, amen, getting all the things we need to make it happen in our business, such as Atlanta coming up this weekend, do not forget the children. Artist Cares is waiting just for you. God bless your heart. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Back to you.
Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. 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 What a mighty, mighty word. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for being obedient and letting God speak through you. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you and we say thank you. Thank you for that reminder that what we do unto our brother and sister is the same as doing unto you. And if we profess with our heart, our souls, and our mind, Lord, that we love you, we must show it in our daily actions. So we thank you, Lord, for giving us a fervent heart to not only love our brothers and sisters, but to love those who may have done wrong unto us, to love the least of thee, Lord. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, that nobody is better than anybody else, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that it is our duty to make sure that if someone is in need, that we are there for them as their brother and sister. And we thank you right now for giving us the opportunity to pray with and to pray for our brothers and sisters in need, Lord. They know to come to you first, Lord. They know before they pick up the phone to call their sister friends, their best friends, their boyfriends, their spouses, or their children to come to you. So we stand in agreement right now in the name of Jesus that all will be well, God. We thank you right now for Siobhan, Lord, that she is moving with action and moving so fervently as it relates to her ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she is following faith's footsteps and she is doing what you have put her on this earth to do, oh God. We thank you right now that Siobhan is moving fearlessly, Lord, because you have given her a mission to do the things that you need to get done for your kingdom building, oh God. So we thank you that she's moving with action. We thank you right now that she is following faith, and we thank you that you are increasing her Artist International business, Lord. We thank you right now that she took advantage of whatever it needed to be done in order for her to advance to the next level. And Father, we ask that you bless every single Artist International distributor, those under the sound of my voice and those who may be listening later and those who may not even be on the call, oh God. We ask that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus and increase their territories, oh God. Have their cup run over so much. much that they are indeed a blessing unto someone else. We ask right now that the Artist Care Program catapults into another level, oh God. We ask right now that we have tenfold of more children getting fed, God. And we thank you for that in advance. We thank you for Ronnie in Tacoma, that her praise report is that she is standing steadfast and unmovable with your faith, and she is following the words that you have given her mouth, Lord. She is not being bullied. She is not being pressed. She will not be pushed into something that she does not want to do. And Father, we thank you right now for the respect that will be given unto her because of it, Lord. We thank you right now for blessing her family and watching over them, oh God. And we know that each and every day is a closer step towards you, oh Father. We thank you right now for Jackie and blessing her, Lord, continuing to give a word that was needed for her soul to hear, continuing to give a word that pushes her and continues to motivate her to do bigger and better things, oh God. We thank you right now that her friend Steve Blackwell has had heart problems, but we're not thanking you for that. We're thanking you for the testimony that's going to come forth because of it. And we thank you for the constant prayers. We thank you for the steadfast motivation. We thank you for all that you are doing in his life and her family's life, oh God. We thank you right now for watching over Minister Willa, Lord. Thank you for giving her peace and comfort, Lord. Thank you for showing her the joy in the morning. Thank you for giving her memories and a legacy that will last a lifetime for her and her family, Lord. And we ask that you do the same thing for her, for Mother Gibbs' family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that that family will also have a lifelong of memories and legacies to pass on to the children's children's children, oh God. We thank you for their lives that has given unto you, that was committed to you, Lord, and we know they are rejoicing with you, God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and ask that you bless their family. Continue to give an abundance of blessings to those around them, Lord. Continue to give them the strength to carry on, Lord. Thank you for them holding up that bloodstained banner, oh God, and never, ever giving up and always saying yes to you and being such a positive example for us to follow. God, we ask that you watch the preacher of the half hour, Lord. Watch over Minister and Pastor Everett, Lord. God, bless him and his heart. Bless his family, Lord. Touch him, oh God, and continue to use him. Let him brave these streets and let people know that you must take care of your brother and sister and those who are in need, oh God. We thank you so much for him and the word and for him being obedient and for us to be obedient and to listen to what your commandments say, Lord. We thank you for Joni, Lord, and giving her no pain after her procedure, giving her more to testify about, giving her more to proclaim the name of Jesus for more souls to be saved, oh God, for more souls to get out of depression and from anxiety, from any kind of condition that they may have. They will look at Joni and say that she is a living, walking testament of God's abilities, and if he did it for her, he will do it for me as well. So we thank you, God, and we thank you for watching over Esther and her daughter, Crystal. We know that she will walk in divine salvation. We know that she will follow your word, and sometimes our children may stray, but we thank you that Esther knows how to give the Proverbs, teach it for her child so she could come back to you, oh God. So we bless her. We bless Christine for praying over others, Lord. We ask that you bless her family. We thank you for Minister Tiffany, Minister Benita, Minister Brenda, Pastor Susan, all TMC family, past, current, and future, Minister Robin, Minister Ada. We ask that you please bless them, Lord, and continue to help them, oh God. We know that you've touched Brenda Robinson and her surgery is a success, and we thank you for all the Super Saturdays that are coming up and in the past, Lord. We thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus for comforting the Cole family, oh God, and we thank you for using Joseph and Malachi right now in a situation that for an earthly eye, we say, well, that's a bad thing. We know in the heavenly and the supernatural eye, you are using them, oh God, to create new ministers and new soldiers to go back out to these streets and make a change in the world. So we thank you, God. We ask that you watch over those who are experiencing inclement weather, and we ask that you please continue to watch over those who are fasting, oh God. And God, we ask that you bless the schools, bless the church, bless all of your children and show us the way that you want us to go. Let us remember to forgive and to forget, because the same way we want God to cleanse us with our sins, with the blood of the Lamb, we want to remember to love our brothers and sisters. And it is in the matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, if you want to hear this call again, you can just simply call 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Share this message with a friend, a family member, or a neighbor, and jump on over to the MMC call, 530-881-1300. It's going on in about 2 minutes, and that access code is 539-598-pound. This is the part of the call where I invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. And I am now asking Pastor Everett to come back to give us our closing benediction. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious on you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a super day.